We welcome you back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside Greg Cosell, senior producer for NFL Films. And Greg, this is such a deep wide receiver class that we are breaking it up into two segments. We're going to go today with the big-bodied receivers. We'll get to the smaller-bodied players later, but let's start at the top. Kevin White, 2 years ago, transferring from Lackawanna College to West Virginia. Now, 2 years later, he is a likely top 10 pick, coming off over 100 catches as a senior. Went to the combine, ran a 4.35 40. This guy is as explosive as we'll see in this draft class. He is a big-time prospect.
Yeah, and he's powerful and he's fast. And I think people look at the size, the powerful and the fast, and they say, wow, here's a big-time receiver prospect. Now, he doesn't quite play to a 4.35, but he certainly played fast. I think at this point he's a vertical receiver. I think that he needs a lot of work on route running, which, by the way, just about every college wide receiver coming into the NFL needs work on route running, with very few exceptions. So I think there's a lot of tools to work with, but I also think there's a learning curve involved with this kid. But you don't find the size and the physical traits like you see in Kevin White too often, and that will make him a top 10 pick.
6'3", 215, built very nicely.
Really, yes.
How about his hands? Good hands?
I would say good hands, not great hands. But he did show the ability to go up and get the ball. And in this league now, there's so much talk about the 50-50 catches where the ball's thrown up. There's so much talk now about back shoulder throws, seam throws. These are the throws now that are very defining in the NFL. And I think that Kevin White can be very effective in the red zone, whether it's the close red zone inside the 10 or the far red zone, you know, the 18, 19, 20-yard line, where he goes up and gets the ball. His hands are strong.
All right, well, also good in those contested catch situations is Devontae Parker from Louisville, 6'3", 209 for Parker. Not built the same way as Kevin White, but he does do well in those contested catch
situations. He does, and he's, you know, he's a guy, the more I watched him, Bo, the more I kind of liked him. I don't see him. I've heard comparisons to A.J. Green. He's not that level of athlete, but he's a tall kid. He's got some fluidity and smoothness to him. I saw him run some very good routes against Florida State, where he beat Williams, the corner, who may be a top 60 pick in the draft. So there's some fluidity and smoothness to this kid that I like a lot. I wouldn't call him purely explosive. I've been really struggling with him to figure out if he's a guy you're going to draft and say he's your number one receiver. And some of those distinctions now in the NFL are being blurred to some degree, but there are clearly receivers who you have to allocate more than one defender to. You have to focus your coverage on that receiver. I'm not sure if Devontae Parker is that guy, but there are elements about his game that you do like, but he's not explosive like an A.J. Green.
Well, if you'll allow me to go a little inside football here, Greg, a couple months ago as this draft process was getting started, I think you called up Fran Duffy, our producer here, and said, there is a player I'm very excited about who I did not know about, and that's Breshad Perriman from UCF.
Yeah.
Burst onto the scene with 50 catches for over 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns, reportedly at his pro day ran a 4.25 40-yard dash. Not sure how accurate that is, but that he could
well,
even get in
that. Well, let's say they were wrong and it was a 4.32.
Right, exactly. Let's say he could even get in that area.
Right.
Breshad Perriman, very exciting, and you think underrated could be the best prospect in this wide receiver class potentially.
I do, and that's my bold statement for this particular segment, is I think 3-4 years down the road, we could be talking about Perriman as the best receiver in this draft. Another kid who's big, he's fast, he's powerful. I actually think overall as a receiver, he has more traits overall than Kevin White.
Okay.
And I think that Perriman, to me, had a little more separation quickness, and that's so critical in the NFL. Kevin White did not really show that. Now, can you learn that? Sure you can. But Perriman had that now, and I saw him run routes with that size, and he looks big on film. Looks really big on film.
6'2", 212 is what he weighed in at the combine.
Yeah, and
big guy, though.
He actually looks bigger on film than Kevin White, even though White's technically a bigger guy. But what I really liked about Perriman was his ability to stick his foot in the ground and separate. And that is so critical in the NFL. So Breshad Perriman, and I watched the receiver group. That was the first group I really studied hard. So this was literally right after the Super Bowl. And I've gone back and watched each guy. But Perriman really stood out to me. And I knew nothing about him. other than the fact that he was Brett Berman's son. But when I watched him, I was truly blown away. I think this kid has a chance to be really special.
All right, we move from Perryman to Devin Funchess from Michigan, a completely different kind of player, a player who does not have that separation ability necessary. He separates by going up and getting the ball, ran only a 4.7 40-yard dash. Questions as to whether he'll be a wide receiver or a tight end. I think we agree that he probably fits better as a wide receiver, doesn't really bring much to the table as a blocker, but he is a big guy over 6'4" who wins at the catch point.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to admit these bigger receivers, Bo, sometimes cause problems for me in evaluation because they're not necessarily explosive. Very rarely is a big receiver explosive in his movement. But yet, a lot of these big receivers move pretty well. And I over the years, I may have been wrong more than any other position with big receivers because I said, hey, they're not explosive. They're not going to get open. But the thing is, you hit it right on the head. They're big. They make contested catches. Funchess is not going to win by separating. He's not going to run by people. But there is some ease of movement to him. So I struggle exactly, you know, can he become an Alshon Jeffrey kind of receiver?
Right.
Jeffrey's not necessarily explosive as a mover. But Funchess is even bigger than Alshon Jeffrey.
Like a Kelvin Benjamin, maybe?
I don't think he moves as well as Kelvin Benjamin. Now, he's big like Kelvin Benjamin. I thought Benjamin did have a lot more smoothness to the way he ran routes than Funchess. But Funchess is a player I'm struggling with exactly how he's used. But then you get into those, just what we said, the 50-50 catches, the back shoulder throws, the contested catch throws, which are now a major part of the NFL.
Okay, well, another player who succeeds at those contested catches, as do most of these players, Jalen Strong from Arizona State, a Philadelphia kid, went to Pierce College for a couple years before transferring to Arizona State. Over 1,000 yards each of the last two seasons. Very productive, and he too, as with all these guys, does very well in those contested situations.
Now he's a little, to me, I think he's a better prospect than Funchess. It's funny because
explosive too, 4.44.
A little more. He doesn't play as an explosive guy. I think he plays a little bit as kind of a one-speed guy. He's not necessarily a burner. I don't think he has that second, third gear.
Okay.
But I think that he's got very good hands, made a lot of tough catches. Again, those contested catches. I think in some ways he's similar to Jordan Matthews of the Eagles.
Okay.
I might look at Strong as a little better prospect than Jordan Matthews, but I think there are similarities in size, in movement. Is Strong a slot receiver in the NFL? And again, that distinction is being blurred too with 3 and 4 receivers out there on the field, whether guys line up in the slot, whether they line up wide. I mean, is Jalen Strong going to line up outside the numbers and win isolation routes against the better NFL corners? Probably not. But yet, I think if he works in the short to intermediate area in the middle of the field, he can be very effective.
All right, Greg. Well, when you talk about big-bodied receivers, there is no bigger body than Doriel Green Beckham from Missouri, Oklahoma. Of course, kicked off the team at Missouri after a really productive true sophomore season. Practiced with Oklahoma last year, declared for the draft. Off-field questions aside, you think he's a very interesting evaluation as a prospect?
Maybe the most fascinating wide receiver prospect in this draft with his combination of size and movement. I mean, when you talk about big, he's 6'5", 237. That's Calvin Johnson's size.
Right.
And in fact, I spoke to someone who said he is Calvin Johnson, and that's high praise. He's one of those guys again.
I should say so.
Yeah. He's one of those guys again, Bo, because of his size. He's very fluid. He's smooth. He eats up ground. Now, he's not quite Randy Moss, but I remember the first time I saw Randy Moss and he had free access where he was not being pressed, he took 3 strides and it seemed like he was 20 yards down the field. And this guy is very similar. He breaks the cushion down of off-coverage corners in a heartbeat, gets right on their toes. By the time they transition, he's by them. Even though he's not a 4.3 sprinter, he's by them. So he is the most fascinating evaluation in this class, putting aside the off-field, just on the field. Is he Calvin Johnson? Is he Plaxico Burress? I think is a pretty good comparison as well. Burress was a guy that wasn't necessarily a 4.4 guy, but he could get deep. This kid, if he can study, learn his craft, has a chance to be, arguably, I know I mentioned Breshad Perryman, this kid arguably could be the most dominating receiver in this draft class.
All right, Greg, well, our last big-bodied wide receiver, one of your favorite sleepers in this draft class, Desmond Lewis from Central Arkansas, 6'4", 215. We'll see him from the Senior Bowl here at the bottom of the screen making a nice adjustment on the ball thrown by Garrett Grayson. Pretty good senior season, 64 catches, over 900 yards, 9 touchdowns. He can win. where these big-bodied receivers can win.
Absolutely, and I think the play we're going to see here is where he uses his balance, his body control, to make what is essentially a back-shoulder catch. And again, these big receivers are very, very good at that. Now, he's a small college kid, so you immediately hear about the competition, and we get all that. But I think when you look at traits, physical traits, I think that he has a chance to be a very good NFL receiver.
His one game as a senior against a big-time program, Texas Tech, went for 6 catches, over 100 yards.
Yep.
So he can be productive against those big-time
Absolutely.
Teams as well.
Absolutely. And he, to me, you know, last year, there was I talked about Martavis Bryant. Yep. That was one of my favorite receivers in the draft as far as a sleeper. Drafted in the 4th round, we saw what he did as a rookie with the Pittsburgh Steelers came on. I think Desmond Lewis, he's a different receiver than Martavis
right.
Bryant, but I think he's the kind of guy you could see him drafted 4th, 5th round, and depending on what team, how quickly he can learn, how he's utilized, I think he can have somewhat of an impact as a rookie.
All right, Greg. Well, what about the likes of Amari Cooper, Philip Dorsett, Devin Smith, those other speedy receivers? We will get to those receivers next time inside the film room. For now, that'll do it for our look at the big-bodied receivers for Greg Cosell from NFL Films. I'm Bo Wolf.